Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, September 8th, and happy 80th birthday to Bernie Sanders.
And that is that the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your emails.
Thank you. Thank
you. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Monster Jam. Gwinnett BOC Chair Nicole Love Hendrickson said no transit referendum in 2022, but short-term projects are being considered. The Sugar Hill Distillery brings downtown to life with German-inspired spirits, beer, and food. North Metro Academy of Performing Arts was honored by Georgia Department of Education. Georgia's football team is hit with a COVID spike ahead of their home opener. Census data shows that Norcross had largest population growth of all Gwinnett cities. And finally, a man was arrested in a Georgia shooting that left seven people injured.
Monster Jam fires up the engines. The legendary Gravedigger, Megalodon, and more compete in intense competitions of speed and skill. This year's championship lineup includes world record holders who push their trucks to the limit. Experience full throttle family fun. Monster Jam. Coming to Gas South Arena, formerly Infinite Energy Arena, September 10th through 12th. Brought to you by BKT Tires and Direct Auto Insurance. Get your tickets today.
There will not be a referendum on transit expansion put before voters in 2022, according to the top elected official in county government. After two referendums on transit expansion were put before voters in 2019 and 2020, with both of them being rejected, it would be understandable if residents have been wondering if Gwinnett's leaders plan to put another transit referendum on the 2022 ballot. But Gwinnett Commission Chairwoman Nicole Love Hendrickson was clear on whether the commission plans to call for another vote next year. The county is now revisiting its comprehensive transportation plan, which will be updated in a process that is expected to take 2 years to complete. But while the county is starting over from scratch on a transportation plan, Chairwoman Hendrickson is not ruling out the possibility of a referendum coming up at a later date, whether that be in 2024 or sometime thereafter. One such way to address transportation needs is through the county's annual budget. Although the referendums put before voters in recent years would have entailed broad expansions of transit, the county has occasionally done small expansions through its annual budget. One such expansion, which added a small number of routes, was initiated in the county's 2016 budget. The county may take a similar approach in its 2022 budget. A budget request made by the county's transportation department during its business plan presentation on August 31st included adding five local bus routes, a commuter bus route, and microtransit in the Snellville area. For Carrie and J.D. Liebrock, owners of Sugar Hill Distillery, it's all about the details. Carrie and Jay have poured all of their talents into making the distillery a place where the community will want to gather. She and her husband, a retired director of intelligence for the U.S. Army, have been living in Sugar Hill since 2013. They started out as beekeepers when they decided they wanted to use their honey to make honey whiskey and honey moonshine. As the years went on and they went through the process of starting their business, Sugar Hill Distillery went from plans to be only a distillery to also adding a brewery and now a restaurant. Its full name is Sugar Hill Distillery, Fine Spirits, Craft Beer, and Euro Bistro. It's the first distillery in the nation to manufacture and produce both fine spirits and German-style beer in the same equipment. The outdoor beer garden also regularly hosts live music events, comedy shows, graduation parties, wedding receptions, and baby showers. Sugar Hill Distillery is located on Church Street. It holds weekly events and drink specials, including drink specials just for veterans.
There's a free Gwinnett Health Fair presented by Publix and Clover Health on September 11th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lenore Park in Snellville. It's in the gymnasium. Free COVID vaccines, free flu shots, other free health screenings. The LifeSouth Bloodmobile will be there, and Guide Inc. will be providing presentations on suicide prevention and teen vaping. September's Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Over 40 vendors, giveaways, and more. The first 200 adults in line receive a goodie bag. Also, there's a food drive to benefit local pantries with special prizes for every three non-perishable food items that are donated. To find out all the information you need, go to GwinnettHealthFairs.com.
North Metro Academy of Performing Arts has been named a recipient of the Georgia Department of Education's new Creative School Arts Integration School of Excellence Award, Gwinnett County Public Schools announced. The honor recognizes schools where all students have access to arts integration in every subject. There's both rigor and relevance in the arts integration programming. Arts integration professional development is ongoing, the program is well organized, and the school involves the community in the arts. North Metro Academy of Performing Arts, located in Norcross, is one of only three schools in the state to receive the award. Arts integration allows students to synthesize content and create new meanings, ideas, and solutions. The purpose of the Creative School Arts Integration School of Excellence Award is to promote arts integration as a way to increase engagement and learning in and out of the arts classroom.
Do you remember that time when you punched out your own teeth to show them gators how tough you were?
Go dogs! Sick 'em!
The Georgia Bulldogs have been hit with a COVID-19 spike, with three or four players sidelined by the virus ahead of their home opener this weekend. Georgia coach Kirby Smart said last month that more than 90% of the team's players, coaches, and staffers had been vaccinated, but then sports medicine director Ron Corson tested positive last week. Coach Smart did not identify the players. Coming off their 10-3 win against Clemson over the weekend, the number 5 Bulldogs will host UAB in Athens on Saturday. Georgia's Attorney General is warning citizens about wire fraud. Here's community reporter J.P. Edwards with the story.
Attorney General Chris Carr is cautioning Georgians who are planning a move to look out for fake change of address websites. He says this is another example of a government imposter scheme where bad actors are trying to trick consumers into paying large fees for free or low-cost government services. With the change of address scam, fraudsters have created websites that look very similar to the legitimate U.S. Postal Service website. They have also purchased ads on Google linking to their sites, which appear at the top of the search listing when you enter a phrase such as forward mail to a new address or USPS change of address. When consumers click on these links, they often do not realize that they're not on the actual USPS website. Not only are these fraudsters getting consumers to provide sensitive information, which could be used for identity theft, they are charging consumers excessive fees for the change of address service, $70 to $90 or more. What's the actual cost to change your address through the United States Postal Service? $1.05. To avoid this scam, make sure you're going to the legitimate USPS website when you're requesting a change of address. That's either USPS.com or USPS.com/move. For more on this story, visit GwinnettDailyPost.com. I'm JP Edwards for the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot, or visit us online at lovemykia.com. The Friends Experience is now open. Don't miss your chance to step inside the world of Friends. Sit on the iconic orange couch, dance in front of the fountain, and even sit at Monica's kitchen table. Tickets are on sale now and start at $32.50, but are only available through September 6th. So run, run like Phoebe before they're all gone. Visit FriendsTheExperience.com/Atlanta to buy tickets.
If population growth between 2010 and 2020 was a race, then Norcross was the big winner in Gwinnett County. Data from the 2020 census shows Norcross's population grew by 88.8% in the last decade, going from 9,116 residents in 2010 to 17,209 residents in 2020. In terms of how many new residents that equates to, Norcross, which annexed a large area near I-85 in 2012, had 8,093 more residents last year than it did a decade earlier. 10 years ago, it was Gwinnett's 10th largest city. It is now the 6th largest city in the county. Norcross Mayor Craig Newton said the 2012 annexation played a significant portion of Norcross's growth in the last decade. It encompassed an area bordered by I-85, Jimmy Carter Boulevard, and Indian Trail Road. The new census numbers for the cities are an important look into where they are now and shows, regardless of how they got to their 2020 populations, what needs they can expect to have to address in police protection, parks and recreation, and other areas that affect the quality of life for residents. It can also help with economic growth, giving cities data to use to attract businesses and developers and grow their tax digests. Visit GwinnettDailyPost.com for the full list of Gwinnett's cities' populations. A man suspected of opening fire into a crowd on the streets of Athens, Georgia over the weekend has been arrested. Seven people were injured early Sunday, the Athens-Clark County Police Department said in a news release posted on Facebook. 21-year-old Pharaoh Devonell Williams turned himself into authorities in Wilkes County on Monday. He was transferred to the Athens-Clark County Jail by the Clark County Sheriff's Office and is being held on a $10,000 bond for one count of possession of a firearm during the commission of or attempt to commit certain felonies and seven counts of aggravated assault. As of Monday evening, it was unclear whether Mr. Williams had obtained an attorney.
Country music superstar and coach on NBC's The Voice, Blake Shelton, presents Friends and Heroes 2021. One legendary night of country music that you won't want to miss. Gas South Arena, formerly Infinite Energy Arena, Saturday, September 18th. Featuring special appearances by Martina McBride, Tracy Byrd, and Trace Adkins. With very special guest, Lindsay L. Get tickets now at AXS.com.
And out there are hundreds of churches and houses of worship in and around Gwinnett. Each week on the podcast, we take the time to highlight one of them.
So I am the Reverend Stephanie Bishop, and I am a transitional minister, and that is also known as an interim pastor in the Presbyterian world. And I am working for Fairview Presbyterian Church right now. I'm situated at 857 Duluth Highway in Lawrenceville. And it is a lovely little country looking white church with a steeple up on the hill in the middle of a very commercial area right there. The church is steeped in history. It's been in it had doors open for nearly 200 years since 1823. We just had a homecoming service on August 8th. And in 2 years, you can imagine it will be a huge celebration of 200 years. It's the one of the oldest Presbyterian churches in Georgia, if not the oldest. I think there's a rival in Athens, perhaps, that might be a little bit older. But yes, it's been there for a very long time. I, however, have only been there about a year and a half serving in this transitional capacity. And what that means is that I am there because their former installed pastor left to take another call, and they are searching for a new pastor who will start sometime soon and probably bring in all sorts of new and wonderful things into that place.
Well, tell me, Reverend, specifically, what are some of the things that Fairview is doing in the community?
So Fairview is a small church, a small congregation, but they have really huge hearts, and they have a lot of heart for mission, and they support many endeavors in the Gwinnett County area. First and foremost, probably because they've been doing it the longest, is the Lawrenceville Co-op. They've been supporting that mission since 1995, and they support it with donations of food. We collect food just about every week that gets delivered there, also personal care items, and then there are volunteers who go and work there also. And that is something we do all year long. And then we also support the Salvation Army's Home Sweet Home program to end homelessness in Gwinnett County. And we've been supporting them for 14 years. And one of the big ways that we do that is we have a 5K every fall. It's called the Run for Shelter. And you can find the link to that on our website at fairviewprez.org. We'd love to have some new people from the community come out, but for the second year in a row, we're going to do it virtually. So it will be a virtual run, but you will still get a t-shirt and you will still get just the satisfaction of knowing that you've helped a very important program, which all those proceeds go to the Salvation Army's Home Sweet Home program. Also supporting or trying to work to end homelessness, we support the Family Promise program and the Village of Hope. And then this year, each year we do something around Christmas time. Well, and last year we actually did collections for Thanksgiving meals for people for things like complete meals for people for Thanksgiving. But this year for Christmas, we are going to work towards donating to Clark Howard's Christmas kits. So those are some of the ways that we are active and engaged in the community. And we are always open to new suggestions also.
I love it. And tell me, what is a service like at Fairview?
So we have a pretty traditional Presbyterian service right now. We only have one at 11 a.m. right now, and it's in our historic sanctuary. But we're pretty casually dressed, and then we have our hymns that we sing. We have an anthem, some scripture reading, and a message, along with some other liturgy that you would find typical of the Presbyterian denomination. But we welcome people in. We are we're trying to maintain some social distancing and wearing masks as people are comfortable, trying to keep safe COVID precautions in place. But we are welcoming and would love to see new faces, and just pretty traditional but casual.
And where can people find more information?
Our website has all the information that you would need to know about the services and ways to reach out to us also. And it is at www.fairviewprez.org.
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy of Peggy Slappy Properties, wishing everyone a great school year this year. Last year was quite disruptive. Our living rooms doubled as classrooms, and this left many folks in Gwinnett looking for more space. If this has happened to you and you're considering buying or selling a home, call the team at Peggy Slappy Properties. When you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you're not choosing a realtor, you're choosing a team. From your home search to obtaining financing to finalizing the home becoming yours with McMichael and Gray, our closing attorneys. Remember, find us online anytime at psponline.com.
Save money when you finance your next vehicle with Georgia United Credit Union. With our low rates, we can help you keep more money in your wallet. Qualified borrowers can enjoy rates as low as 1.99% APR. We have an easy online application, quick approval times, and flexible payment terms for qualified borrowers. Visit gucu.org/low rates. All loan programs, rates, terms, and conditions may vary and are subject to change without notice. Call 888-493-4328 for details.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.